Jersey TV.
Try to imagine, if you can, that Jesus Christ walked out of the tomb. Try to imagine, if you can, that Mary, one of his good friends, was the first one to see him alive. Why did God make sure that she came to the tomb that day to anoint his corpse? Well, our Lord and Savior had very few good friends. You can't count the 5,000 that were fed on the hillside. You can't count them. Because they were fly-by-nights. They were false friends. They were in it for the excitement of the movement. They were in it for the food. They were in it for the political savior. They were in it for their own lives. They were in it for the ousting of the Romans. They were in it for the white horse savior, not the suffering Messiah. Mary, Martha, Lazarus. These three people, I think, knew him better than anyone. And he spent all the time he could with them. With the disciples, it was more like business. Time with his disciples was his office job. But when the 9-to-5 was over, he went to Mary, Martha, and Lazarus' house. They cooked him dinner. They gave him a room with a bed. Cooked them breakfast in the morning, and then off he went to his office job, which was more often than not frustrating. Because these are the guys, the 12, who are going to spread it in the kingdom. Look at this airplane up here. What the hell is going on here? We live in a crazy world. Technology doesn't really help us that much. There were no airplanes flying overhead on the day our Lord walked out of the tomb. It was quiet like this. And the woman who had anointed his feet saw him on the day he walked out of the tomb. Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. They were his true friends, really. I think he told them things that he didn't even tell his disciples. You know what the Greek word for disciple means? Learner. Like I said, it was his day job. He was a teacher. That's why they called him teacher. I don't think Mary, Martha, and Lazarus called him teacher. I think they called him Jesus. And I think that only with them could he relax. Because he was off duty when he was with them. It was so refreshing for him to get away from the crowds. He knew people's hearts. And what does Scripture say? He didn't entrust himself to many people. Because he knew what was in their hearts. He knew that they were fickle. He knew that they were seeds planted on rocky soil. A little bird could pick them up and take them away. Little bird pick up these people and take them away. Because they were his friends for the wrong reasons. But not Mary, not Martha, and not Lazarus. The only time on record that Jesus weeps is when Lazarus dies. I've seen people come and go. I've been doing this for 30 years. I've seen them come and go. Doesn't mean that when they go, they forsake the faith. It just means maybe there are greener pastures somewhere. I don't know. I'll give the 12 credit for this. He said to them one day, "Are you going to leave me too?" What a sad question. Devastating, really. I don't really like their answer, to tell you the truth, now that I'm thinking about it. What was their answer? Where else are we going to go? You have words of aeonian life. That was true. But under the surface, it suggests that they would go somewhere else if somebody else did have words of aeonian life. Somebody who was not so lonely. Maybe not so serious. I don't know. But that's not why Mary, Martha, and Lazarus loved him. They didn't love him because he had words of aeonian life. They loved him because of his sweet spirit and his quietness and the way he looked at them, the way he asked questions about their lives. The disciples weren't in it for that. You have words of aeonian life. It's really not a great answer, really, the more I think about it. Mary, Martha, and Lazarus loved them for him. I think they probably asked him questions that the disciples never even thought to ask him. Jesus, how are you feeling today? What would you like for breakfast? Can we get you a drink? I love these people. I love these three people. What blessed people. Oh my God. Blessed among humans. He didn't show himself to Peter, James, John. Showed himself to Mary. I can't wait to meet that woman. I can't wait to meet Lazarus too, man. Martha. My mom's name was Martha. You know that? My mom's dead. And my dad is dead. I have a beautiful sister who loves me. And I love her. And it sucks when we have to talk about business, you know? Books and website. I always love it when she has a question about God. Hear that dog barking? That dog's pure. I'm thinking Mary, Martha, and Lazarus had a dog. And I bet you Jesus put that dog on his lap and petted him. And I bet that dog didn't have an agenda. I bet the dog of Mary, Martha, and Lazarus couldn't wait for Jesus to show up. You know how animals can sense what kind of person you are? Same as kids. Kids and dogs and cats. I think they threw themselves at Jesus. And he found in them a pure love, no agenda, no stupid questions like who's going to sit at your right hand. Can you imagine that? Who's going to sit at your right hand? Unbelievable. I bet you after they asked him that question, he went straight away to Mary, Martha and Lazarus's place. And when he came into the door, Mary probably said to him, "What happened?" Because she was sensitive, I think. She could tell something was wrong. And he said, "You won't believe what they asked me today. Sit down, Jesus. Have a drink. Tell us. What did they say today?" "You are friends to me. Like Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. And I hope I'm the same for you, too. I apologize for any times I might get snarky or smart-assy. I apologize for that. Sometimes the work wears on me and just need to spend the day with Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. But you're Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. We've been friends for a long time, you and me. And I treasure it more than anything. I can't talk like this to a lot of people, you know? You might say, Martin, you got your camera on and you're talking into a microphone. I don't see it that way at all. This medium doesn't exist for me. It's a temporary intruder. It doesn't bother me at all. I'm not intimidated by it. I don't know why. I guess because we have a connection, you and I, that transcends the means it takes to capture this conversation. It's all kind of crazy, isn't it? Really? But we're going to stick together to the end of this thing. We're going to see this through. Even though at times it might get ugly, it might get discouraging, we may grow despondent. That's okay because we have each other. And God made sure of it. Even his son needed Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. I need you, you need me. You have certain people in your life you can talk to like this, and I'm thankful for that. God makes sure that we have at least one person we can talk to. If I'm the only person for you, then I guess you know what they say. If you have one or two good friends in this life, you're doing good. That was not grammatical, but that's okay. Mary saw him on the day of his resurrection, the first human being to see firstborn from among the dead. And in the grace of God, we'll be the first ones to see each other when we shed the shackles of mortality. To become as he is.